time to wrap up the leaders on day two of the Donegal, the Dual Donegal International Rally. And we certainly have had a thrilling 8 stages of action today as the competitors have completed 121 competitive stage kilometres on day two. We have seen some of the big names fall, and we have seen some of the big names laying down some definitive marks along the way on day two as well. The leader at the end of the day with over 190 kilometres completed, Sam Moffat alongside James Fulton in the Ford Fiesta WRC. We're at the end of the Cairnhill stage, the second run, the last stage of the day, and once again they were fastest. 7 minutes, 37.3 was the time for Sam Moffat and James Fulton to extend their advantage at the head of the field with the fastest time in the second run round Cairnhill. The second fastest time went to Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy. 7 minutes 37.7, just 0.4 of a second between the Fiesta and the Subaru. Some of the other times, Craig Breen and Paul Nagel, 7 minutes 39.2. Callum Devine, 7 minutes 40 dead. Josh Moffat, a good time of 7.41. And Manus Kelly, 7 minutes 44. While Alistair Fisher looks to have dropped some more time. 8 minutes 9 for Alistair Fisher. He has, of course, been having problems with that Ford Fiesta R5, and in particular the brakes, and it seems that is an ongoing issue through the last stage as well. Unofficially, the difference at the head of the field is 17.3 seconds. Sam Moffat leading Craig Breen and Paul Nagel. Fiestas 1 and 2 at WRC level at the head of the field. Sam Moffat very happy with how his car is performing and how the Pirelli tyres are performing in the dry in Donegal. As for Craig Breen, he's been very, very honest at the end of the stage. He says he cannot get any more out of the car. He cannot get any more out of himself. He cannot get any more out of the Michelin tyres. And he is certainly going as hard as he can, but he's 17.3 seconds off the pace. Now, he did have a spin in Knockalla in the previous stage, and he's lost another 2 seconds to Sam Moffat in Cairnhill. But this battle at the front certainly is not over. Callum Devine, third overall, 23.5 seconds down in Breen. But Callum Devine is having a very, very strong run in the R5 Fiesta. But Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy, fourth overall in their Impreza, and they are just 4.5 seconds behind as we head into Sunday. And there's talk of rain tomorrow. That will certainly suit Mr. Jennings and the Fermanagh Donegal partnership as they head into Sunday if it is to rain tomorrow morning on Fannet. Josh Moffat and Keith Moriarty, fifth overall in their Hyundai, 45 seconds adrift of Jennings. But at the moment, they're leading the R5 category because Callum Devine is in the overall positions. Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett, 1:20 down in sixth position. And Alistair Fisher and Gordon Noble in seventh are now 26 seconds behind Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett. Joseph McGonigal and Kieran Guinea continue to go well. 7:46 in there for them. They sit eighth overall, 42 seconds adrift. Mervyn Evans is ninth, and Niall Maguire wraps up the top 10. So on to the also heavily competitive national rally. Ryan Loughran and Gareth Doherty are the leaders there by 7 seconds from Damien Tourish and Donald McAlaney. Looking at the times, Loughran 7 minutes 53.4 for the Tyrone and Donegal combination in there, and they continue to lead, and they're sitting 7 seconds ahead now to go to the final day. Damien Tourish is a bit happier with his performance, sitting in second position as they go to day three, and he's a bit happier with the last loop. He was a bit out of sorts earlier, but now he's back on the money and back on the pace once again. Declan Gallagher and Derek Hina, they had a time of just over 8 minutes in Cairnhill. They remain third overall. They're just under a minute down on Damien Tourish. Damien Gallagher and Mac Walsh, fourth overall, 14 seconds adrift of Gallagher in fourth, 7:57 in there in Cairnhill for them. And 0.2 of a second quicker was Mark Alcorn and John O'Donnell. They sit fifth overall, and they are just 3.3 seconds adrift of Damien Gallagher in the national section at the end of day one. Stand by, because they're really going to go at it tomorrow morning in the early stages. Damien Toner is sitting in sixth position. Kevin Eaves in his Corolla seventh. Paul and Carl Reid are in eighth. Kyle and Dale McGettigan into ninth, and David Clundell wraps up the top 10. We lost a few names today. Declan Boyle, of course, was the overnight leader. He had a big one in Garton, so he did earlier today, his rally coming to an end this morning. Callum McCourt was going well in the Subaru inside the top 7, but unfortunately for him, he had to withdraw from the event. Last year's defending champions in the National, Ian Barton, Paul McGee. They may still be going. They lost 2 minutes on Knockout. They did come out of the stage. We were told they'd pulled in and were out, but we'll have to see what the story is with the car later on. But well down the leaderboard. Jonathan Pringle, his day came to a disappointing end. David Bogie put her off in Knockout, and James Stafford in the Darien also had a difficult day as he had to withdraw from Donegal. So there's another big day to come tomorrow. The six final stages of the 2019 Jewel Donegal International Rally and their big ones as well. We do, of course, have a Fanad to come tomorrow morning. Portlake's in there to finish things off. And in the middle of the mix is the classic that is Atlantic Drive. There's fast stuff, there's tight stuff, but there still is going to be a twist or two left in this Donegal Rally for this year. There is no doubt about that. But as we go to day two, at the head of the respective rallies, Ryan Loughran and Gareth Doherty lead by 7 seconds from Damien Turish and Donal McAleenan in the National Rally. But Sam Moffat has the edge on Craig Breen. Moffat and James Fulton have a 17.3-second cushion as they go to Fanad tomorrow morning over Craig Breen and Paul Niggle. Callum Devine is in third position, but looming outside the top three, don't rule him out just yet. Former winners Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy. You can, of course, recap on the action today by going to the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. And, of course, you can follow all the action tomorrow, Sunday, on air, on Highland Radio, and online as well, as we look forward to the third and final day of Donegal 2019.